Our administration is in constant contact with local and state authorities, and we will not rest until that job is done.
President Trump vowing to continue recovery efforts now that Florence has left the Carolinas. Remnants of the storm, though, still generating rain, tornadoes, and floodwaters. Those floodwaters could continue to rise for weeks. Curtis Biasi live in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, and he joins us with the very latest. Morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Amy.
How has the federal response been? Any complaints so far?
Not that I have heard. We are seeing a really huge cooperation across all assets of the federal government, state and local government, working to get the needed supplies into Wilmington, into the surrounding areas to make sure that people have what they need till this disaster is over.
I mean, Wilmington has been virtually cut off. Are things any better there?
They're starting to improve. The residents are starting to get supplies in. Like I mentioned a second ago, the federal government is working with all available assets. They've employed the Army National Guard, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard. They're all, you know, along with FEMA and the Red Cross, they're all working to get supplies into Wilmington. They're bringing things in by helicopter, by boat. They even brought in the military bridge laying equipment yesterday to make a temporary bridge to get supplies and first responders into Wilmington to help those in need.
As we all know, water flows downstream, and we're waiting for a lot of that water to come down from the mountains, and the rivers are just going to be swollen, and that could last for, what, weeks?
Well, it could last for some time. They are saying, you know, that Governor Cooper of North Carolina was quoted yesterday as saying that the worst he believes has not yet come, and so we're just kind of standing by and waiting here. The Cape Fear River drains a significant portion of eastern North Carolina, you know, and it was just inundated with water. We're talking, you know, 15 to 20 inches of rain across the area. Here locally where I'm at, we saw more than 7 inches of rain in a 48-hour period, and the rain really didn't let up till yesterday. So we're still dealing with that. We've got roads washed out. We've got places that historically have never flooded before are under things, you know, under like 10 feet of water. And so it's just going to be a long time coming to get everything cleared up. But, you know, the people of Wilmington are soldiering through this. They're doing their best to cope with the situation. The Duke Energy folks are working to restore power, and you know, it comes with living in this area.
We're talking to Curtis Biasi live in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, about the recovery efforts that continue since Florence. There are so many hog farmers in that area. They're talking about an infestation of I hate to say it, hog poop. That's the only way to say it, I guess, in all the floodwaters.
Well, that is a concern, along with things like coal ash pits and some other environmental issues. But over the years, the folks with the Environmental Protection Agency and the state agencies that monitor the folks with hog farms and coal ash pits, they've worked to make those things, well, a little bit more hurricane resistant. They can't be hurricane proof, but so they, you know, they're working to contain those concerns, and so far, you know, so good. We haven't heard any reports of any major hog farm lagoon breaches. We have had at least one report of a local waste management center breaching into the Cape Fear River and dumping raw sewage into the river. And, you know, of course, that's going to happen in situations like this. And so, you know, folks are working to contain that thing and keep the devastation and the impact to a minimum.
I know with Harvey and Maria, we heard so much on how people across the country and the world could help with monetary donations and things like that. We haven't heard so much about that with Florence. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's just because it's just happened, and I think that the impact still is being measured. I know I did happen to see Monday Night Football last night, and they did offer the opportunity to donate through the American Red Cross. And so I know that those things are starting to go out, starting to see that effort starting to mobilize. But we've also had lots of volunteers show up. We had members of the Texas Cajun Navy show up yesterday to start helping with water rescues in and around the Wilmington area. So people are pouring out their more than their thoughts and prayers. They're putting their money on the line, and they're putting their assets to good use, and they're coming in and helping the residents of Wilmington and much of eastern North Carolina.
Well, that's really good to hear. Death toll, what, at 35, most of those deaths, are they drownings?
It's really across the spectrum. We've had residents who have died from carbon monoxide poisoning because they ran generators inside their house. We've had folks from drownings, cars being swept away. We did have one resident and her son in Wilmington. They were killed early on in the storm by a tree falling on their house while they were making hurricane preparations. So, you know, sadly, this type of event brings a multitude of ways for people to lose their lives. And fortunately, you know, while 32 is, you know, is a devastating number for any situation, you'd love to see nobody get hurt or harm or lose their lives in a situation like this. I think that, you know, there it could have been much worse. And, you know, people have heeded the warnings and just stayed out of harm's way through most of this.
All right, Curtis, thanks so much for your update. Curtis Biasi live this morning from Ocean Isle, North Carolina.